The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told his parable to some who trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and regarded themselves with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves and rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Today it is our privilege to welcome our senior warden, Charles McKinley, as our preacher.
In a few days, we will be past the spooky candy carnival that is Halloween, and it will be All Saints' Day, the beginning of November, the month of Thanksgiving. And I just love Thanksgiving. I am thankful for the family recipes that come out this time of year, for the gathering of cousins, for the leftovers. We have turkey tetrazzini every Saturday after Thanksgiving. I am even thankful for the mind-numbing marathon of parades and football. I am thankful for Thanksgiving. And strangely, thankfulness has been on my mind for over 40 years. As a young English teacher in Thailand in the 1970s, I was forced to contemplate thankfulness through the power of a good question. But that student who asked it did not mean for it to be a good question. He was being sarcastic. Why should we say a blessing before we eat? Why do you pray before you eat? And I faltered because I had never really thought about it. Well, of course, we want to ask God to help make the food make us strong. I had to use the vocabulary I actually knew in Thai. And he said, but it will anyway. Vitamin, easy to remember, the Thai word for vitamin. The vitamins are in the food already. Well, we want to show that we are thankful. Wait, why should I thank God? My father is paying for me to go to this school. My father is paying for this food, not God. And I said, the one thing I thought we could both agree on, then let's give thanks for your father. and I breathed a sigh of relief. But I worried about it. And to put it in biblical terms, I pondered this little episode in my heart. And I stored it away in that part of my teacher brain that's labeled, "So this is how my students think." Pondering. Today we read about a thankful person, didn't we? We can say the Pharisee was thankful in a horribly self-centered way. And Luke was very clear that Jesus told this parable to some who were confident of their own righteousness and regarded others with contempt. Right away, we have two cautions. Beware of self-righteousness and don't look down on your neighbors. Straightforward and easy, right? But aren't we constantly fighting these very things in the modern society today? Our culture values and rewards bigger, faster, stronger, richer, better. We live in a world of comparison, and it's hard to break that mindset. There's a fine line between being confident and being overconfident, between trying to be righteous, to do what is right and pleasing in God's sight, and being self-righteous. Crossing that line into superiority and even disregard for other people. And if you don't think this is happening in the modern world, just take a road trip down the information highway and look at any social media, and within a few posts, you will find, "I follow the rules. I go above and beyond. I'm bigger, faster, stronger, richer. I'm better." Look at them. Why don't they follow the rules? Why can't they be as big, as fast, as strong, as rich, as good as I am? So I'm pondering away about thankfulness. And every now and then, I take that memory out and I dust it off. And I try to work out my discomfort. And I wish I could tell you that I opened up my Bible to Luke chapter 18 and said, "Aha! Here is someone confident in their own righteousness who thinks they don't need God." But I kept pondering because I am grateful for fathers and mothers who work hard and provide for their children. Is there something else? What am I missing? So I'll think on this some more. In fact, there is something else in Luke chapter 18. Two men went up to the temple to pray. And in verse 13, "But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" And Jesus tells the people, remember the people, remember his audience, those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt, those people. And he said to them, using a kind of a legal term, "This man this tax collector, this self-confessed sinner, is justified. That is, treated as one who is righteous, innocent, and free of guilt. Holy moly, that must have been a surprise ending to that audience. What? This man? This is the one who is justified? What has he done? Who is this guy? What does he have? And Jesus did not leave us hanging. He told us right away, this one is humble. The tax collector, in pure humility, asks for mercy, for forgiveness, that he knows he does not deserve. I want to become more humble. I want to avoid self-righteousness. In the 1990s, fully 20 years after that initial question, I had an epiphany. And you are saying, Charles, finally, where did you store that in your brain? The slowest part? No, I had to wait for God to invent the internet. And I found an article about using a gratitude journal with students. The author was aiming to improve his students' attitudes and thoughtfulness, and he found it had several positive results, including humility. And C.S. Lewis said, humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. And I realized I wanted that for my students. I wanted them to recognize and appreciate the world around them and the gifts we've all been given through no credit, through none of our own ability or our Father's money. I turned this idea into what we writing teachers like to call an extended pre-writing strategy, because at the end, we took several weeks' worth of those daily gratitude reflections and we turned them into an essay. And it was probably the least painful essay my students ever wrote, because the sentences were already there, written down, one a day for a month, and all they had to do was rearrange and edit. I'm here to tell you, I did not witness any lightning bolt miracles. We still had student angst. We still had he said, she said moments. But the students were proud of their end product, and many of them said they would save their journals and their essays and take them out when they needed to be cheered up. Everyone took their journals home at the end. So that was a miracle. I doubt any other student took anything I ever gave them home and saved it. I'm humbled to be a part of the All Saints Parish, because I am so grateful for everything that I've been given through no effort, no credit or worthiness on my part as a member of this church, this building, the music, the fellowship, the teaching that we receive. This year, the vestry and the finance team have worked through a deficit budget, which just means What we expected to come in didn't match up with our plan for 2019, our goals and our obligations. So we stepped out in faith, and we presented you with a deficit budget back in January. But we were able to do this because of the faithfulness of prior vestries and prior finance teams who planned ahead and set up savings for us, for all saints. At this point, we should finish the year with just the deficit we anticipated. Maybe a little better because we are within our budget. But we don't want another deficit for 2020. Since we'll have to go to savings at the end of this year, we will have less interest income, which we have used in the past for our mission and ministry of this church. We will also have less cushion for the future and less savings to pass on to future vestries. But every finance team meeting, our treasurer, Gil Small, says, we are blessed and we are so grateful because through your generosity and faithfulness, we have paid off our mortgage in April. And we have been able to set up a maintenance fund to start handling some of those long deferred repairs. And we haven't had to go to any capital campaign funds for the operating budget. Thank you. You have your pledge cards, or you will soon. They've been mailed out. And I hope you've been thinking about how you can be a part of the mission and ministry of All Saints in 2020 with your time, talent, and treasure. And in gratitude to all the saints who've gone before us and to you who've made it possible for us to worship here today, to fellowship debt-free, and looking to the future, to those who'll come behind us who are depending on our continued fellowship, our faithfulness. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily clings, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Amen.